Stark, this is including on Joanne Foley. That is FOLEY, Foley. Joanne is JOANNE, and as Nancy. Date of birth is 1/24/46. Date of visit is 5/24/22. Please make a copy for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E, Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E, from Complete Health. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Joanne Foley for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, this is a 76-year-old lady who has had a history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, has been dyspneic with activity, and has been treated for recurrent bronchitis. She gets episodes of severe wheezing and asthmatic attacks, and takes a burst of steroids, but is not on any home oxygen. The last chest x-ray was on 10/18/21, which showed mild basilar atelectasis without definite consolidation. The patient presently uses a albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, nebulized duonep solution PID, and Symbicort inhaler on 60 micrograms, 2 puffs PID. She has no chest pains, yellow sputum, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for DVT and pulmonary embolism, and a history of C-sections. She also had a right ankle fracture with ORIF times 2, and had an IVC filter placed for DVT. She has hypertension and arthritis. Next paragraph, med list included albuterol and Atrovent nebs, TID, Symbicort, 2 puffs, BID. And Cetafolin, one tablet daily. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams every day. Montelukast, 10 milligrams a day. Rizatriptan, 10 milligrams BID. Vascepa, VASCEPA, 2 capsules twice a day. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke and denies significant alcohol. Next, family history, mother died of myasthenia gravis, father died of heart disease. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and no weight loss. She has no she has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has shortness, breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. And she denies abdominal pains, nausea, no reflux, and no black stools or diarrhea. She has jaw pain and occasional chest pains, no palpitations, no leg edema. She has anxiety attacks, she has easy bruising, she has muscle stiffness, and joint pains and headaches and numbness of the extremities as well as memory loss. Next, physical exam this elderly. White female is averagely built, no acute distress, no pallosinus, a citrus peripheral edema. Blood pressure 158/90, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 174, saturation 97. HGND anomphalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa matters, throat was clear. Next, supplement, no bruise, no venous distension, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered visas bilaterally with no crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflects the 1+ with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3 is chronic sinusitis. And number 4, history of DVT and PE, and number 5 is mild diabetes. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest X-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. Continue with the aforementioned medications, including Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Advice come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy this for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E, P-A-C, P-A-C. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza.